As you guys might know, I received my account ban warning this morning. It's not because of a video. They want to say it's because of comments and everything else, but honestly, I think it's because yesterday I called Singapore. I tried calling their California office, but they basically are just bouncy around until you hang up. So I was an ass and I called Singapore. I got unlimited domestic and nationwide, or not nationwide. I have nationwide and worldwide plans, but I have an unlimited plan. I don't know what the fuck I'm even talking about on that right now. But I called Singapore and I asked them to get a translator for me, which they did. And they were very, very kind about it. And then I asked them, I said, why are your community guideline violations so extreme now? I said, because we all had TikToks before the shutdown and now everything is overt. And you know what they told me? This is from TikTok in Singapore. The U.S. government now owns the rights to censor it. Okay, it comes through servers in Texas, and then it ends up in California regional offices. Anything they deem that needs to be censored, this is our U.S. government telling TikTok what to do, has told us that they will censor whatever they want. Anybody that says anything about the regime currently, and any of those who comport with that regime, yeah, I use comport, are to be censored heavily, if you haven't noticed. And then they also asked TikTok to put a heavy ban on language, specifically political language, but all language, anything that's rude, anything that offends, or they believe offends, basically based on their own moral value, which is nothing to me, because their moral value is basically hurt as many people as possible. I may have caused my account to receive that warning by doing this, but I did find out that it's not TikTok doing it. It is our own U.S. government in control of this app here in the United States that has caused this. If it was up to the TikTok, the office in Singapore, they would just go back to their regular CGVs, which would be, you know, if you tell somebody you're going to do something, then threatening, you know, things like that. Things that should be a violation. But because of the United States, TikTok is handling it exactly the way they want, because they want to continue doing business here. The reason they want to continue doing business is to make money, and it's always about money. Capitalism has ruined our world. It has ruined any joys we might have in the future. It will ruin all joys that come. I'm saying this because I've seen it. 57 years watching my dad beat himself, trying to work, to survive, and to make sure me and my brothers survived. He died of cancer because of tobacco companies. He thought it was absolutely the coolest thing he could ever do, and he believed that until he died of metastatic lung cancer that actually went up his spine and ate through the vertebrae in his neck, causing his neck to break, where he had to wear, his last few days, he wore a brace around his neck so he didn't cut his own spinal cord. And you know what they did for him? You know what insurance companies said? They denied him. They denied most of it. Because it was their belief that he caused it. Capitalism is breaking everything. And every company using capitalist values to support their company is helping do that. Your life is bad because of capitalism. Your life is bad because of people who use capitalism to take advantage of other people. It's just that simple. The problem is capitalism. The problem is the belief that money actually has value, and it doesn't. You want value? Come take a walk with me in the woods. I'll show you value. True value lies with other people, with the world we live in, and with understanding each other. Capitalism takes that away by forcing people to compete with each other over finite resources. And for what? A few hours of wasting time when you could go do something else? Don't be a capitalist. Be a free person. Freedom is our joy. Freedom allows us to do the things we want to do. Capitalism will take all that away for money. And they will continue to do this. And their pockets will never be full enough. And they will never have enough things. And they will never be able to find joy. And they will always blame us. Because we're an easy scapegoat, because we're not rich. So, getting back to the original thread of this, TikTok didn't do this. The United States did it. And we all have CGVs now because of a fat, dumpy, orange pedophile who is currently holding the fucking seat down in the Oval Office like the cunt he is. I'll see y'all later. Love you. Bye.